Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, March 21st. Coming up, we'll learn how life changed when Illinois' pandemic lockdown began 5 years ago. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Plans for a quantum computing park in Chicago are attracting interest from the private sector. IPM's Emily Hayes has more from yesterday's University of Illinois board meeting.
20 companies are in advanced talks to become tenants or users of the Illinois Quantum and Microelectronics Park. The technology may allow complex computing to happen much faster, but it needs more research to become practical. Harley Johnson is the park's CEO and an engineering professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He says companies are excited about its scope and academic talent involved in the project.
There were some regional efforts in the West and on the East Coast. Each of these activities has a little bit different focus. I think it's safe to say that none of them have the scale that we are setting out to accomplish.
Illinois set aside $500 million to launch the project last year. IBM has already signed on as a tenant. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Illinois' senior U.S. senator says he wants to stave off Medicaid cuts through bipartisanship. Alex Degman reports.
Democrat Dick Durbin visited Taylorville Memorial Hospital, a recently updated facility in a town of about 10,000 people. He said hospitals like Taylorville serve a lot of Medicaid patients in low-income areas with few options, and they could be forced to close.
I want to hold both Democrats and Republicans responsible to come up with a bipartisan approach to spending that makes sense. We each have to compromise for that to happen.
But this is 2025. Does that still work?
I don't know. We'll see.
Republicans say Medicaid is not being targeted, but Democrats say it's impossible to cut $880 billion from the budget without touching it. I'm Alex Degman.
Local arborists are encouraging Illinois residents to keep an eye out for a spreading invasive insect this spring. Jess Savage reports on the risk elm zigzag sawflies pose to trees across the state.
The elm zigzag sawfly originated in Asia. It quickly spread throughout Europe and was detected for the first time in the U.S. in 2021. Last summer, the wasp-like insect was found throughout Wisconsin. David Horvath is an arborist in Lake Bluff. He says Illinois could be next.
Literally, Illinois is at the doorstep of this pest. So I would be kind of shocked if we didn't see it in 2025 here in Illinois.
In their larva stage, elm zigzag sawflies eat elm leaves from the edges in a zigzag pattern. Trees impacted by these bugs often look thinned out. Horvath says that if you detect any signs of an elm zigzag sawfly, you should reach out to a local ISA-certified arborist and to the Morton Arboretum so their spread can be tracked and modeled. I'm Jess Savage.
An Illinois bill that would require schools like Freeburg High in the Metro East to change its mascot passed out of a House committee yesterday. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports the legislation passed 9-4.
Freeburg High School in St. Clair County has been known as the Midgets for 90 years. This bill would require public schools with mascots deemed to be discriminatory to those with disabilities to change by 2028. People with dwarfism find the term to be dehumanizing and a slur. Erin Ellswood testified at the committee. Her 7-year-old son has dwarfism.
Schools should not get to decide which disabilities deserve respect. We would never tolerate a school choosing a mascot that targets any other marginalized group, and we should not allow an exception when it comes to disability.
Opponents of the bill say the mascot isn't meant to be offensive, and it's a local issue. The bill now heads to the House floor for debate. I'm Will Bauer.
Still to come, we'll learn how life changed when Illinois' pandemic lockdown began 5 years ago. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 60 degrees, a southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a rain shower and a low of 36 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 52 degrees, a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of rain and a low of 38 degrees, southeast wind 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, cloudy with rain likely in a high of 60 degrees and a south wind 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, our weekly reporter roundtable. We'll talk about the Trump administration adding Illinois Wesleyan University to its investigations and a push to ban cell phones from Illinois classrooms. Plus, we'll check in with our Washington correspondent, Linda Kenyon. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's been 5 years since Governor J.B. Pritzker issued the stay-at-home order at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Isabella Nieto spoke with Illinoisans about how their lives have changed since 2020.
My name is Ashton Bacon. I learned to be by myself. And that's like a really good thing because I've really learned to enjoy my own company. Sometimes you feel like you have to be around people or you have to speak to people, but sometimes it's okay to sit back and relax during the day. You know, you interact so much and it's good to just go home. And I really enjoy that time and I look forward to that time. It's okay to be by yourself and to sit back and to think.
My name is Nancy Valentin. I worked for a senior clinic, a clinic that serves older adults, I should say. And we had heard about the virus, and I think they got like early notification that this was going to happen, but it wasn't until like the governor declared it that it felt really real. And so we were already sent home like a couple days before. My experience serving people during the pandemic was really eye-opening as to how inequitable it is in Chicago to receive things, to get the resources you need, and also just the life expectancy gap. Like, certain communities saw more deaths really fast, really early on, and that realization helped me to really just stick in the public health field.
First name Ori, O-R-I-E, last name Knox, K-N-O-X. So, you know, we couldn't really go outside, we couldn't do anything, so I just started playing music a lot, and it was kind of an escape from everything that was happening. And, you know, I just kept that up, and I still do it now. I play a lot of things, but I mainly stick to piano and guitar.
My name is Aubrey Mozingo. Originally, when I was a senior in high school, I was going into nursing, and I was going to go to out of state for nursing school, and I was super excited about that. And then COVID just kind of like upended all my plans. I kind of felt a little lost in that moment, and kind of seeing the treatment of a lot of medical professionals in the medical field was a little alarming, just how overworked they were. And it kind of just reflected a lot of cracks in the system that I was very scared of, because I think COVID just really highlighted and exacerbated a lot of those already pre-existing problems. And so I completely changed my major. I became a political science major, and now I work in Springfield in the Capitol. So I think COVID was just needed to highlight something that was already there, that maybe nursing wasn't truly my passion. And so I think if it hadn't happened, my path could have been very different.
My name is Candace Bay. It's kind of weird because I was like in March of 2020, very worried about my like career in like the heritage and culture arts sector in like this, in the wake of this thing. And then it ends up kind of working out pretty well as far as my career goes, I guess. It's so interesting to think about it in comparison. I still work in museums now. And like, I feel like because we were all in our houses, the coworkers I had felt like we were all like really fast friends. Like, we would stay on Zooms after the time was over. I think overall, looking back, it does feel kind of like a positive time. I guess maybe my thing I carry with me is to remember, I feel like COVID was weird and strange, but like it kind of provided tools for how to deal with people with disabilities and like a space to kind of include everyone.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Alex Stegman, Jess Savage, Will Bauer, and Isabella Nieto. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.